many people recognize today as Columbus Day. But that's not the case in Seattle, Olympia, and now Yakima. Those cities have voted instead to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day today.
It's a step in the right direction. I'm glad that people are recognizing Indigenous Day instead of Columbus Day, but we still have a ways to go to try to tell our story.
That's Brian Gladysby. He's the chairman of Washington's Swinomish Tribe. He's also the president of the National Congress of American Indians.
It's unfortunate that we do not teach history, our history, as it played out.
Gladysby says the history behind Columbus has been whitewashed.
His first journal entry talked about a people that were welcoming to him, that were loving, caring, and sharing, and they welcomed him, and then he just turned around, and his first journal entry said, "These are very strong men that'll make good slaves."
Fast forward about 300 years, and the U.S. government started putting Native American kids in boarding schools. They would take them away from their families, teach them English, westernize them. The goal was literally to, quote, kill the Indian, save the man.
And those boarding schools had untold physical abuse, verbal abuse, mental abuse, and sexual abuse. We went from teaching our kids how to be hunters and gatherers living off the land to this boarding school experience that brought in a lot of negativity into our communities. And our elders turned to alcohol to drown their sorrows from that post-traumatic stress disorder that they had to deal with.
Gladysby says besides alcohol and drug abuse, tribes today are dealing with other effects that stem from that historical trauma that's been passed down from generation to generation. Native American kids had the highest dropout rate and suicide rate of any other racial, ethnic, or age group in the country. Despite all this, Gladysby says there have been some good news stories coming out of Washington this year.
The biggest milestone that we were able to achieve this year, with the cooperation of the tribes here in the Puget Sound area, was the great decision we got from the Corps of Engineers to put a halt to the largest coal exporting facility in our backyard.
The largest coal terminal in North America was supposed to go on Lummi Land north of Everett. Tribal members say it would have hurt their ability to fish on their traditional grounds. It's a similar battle to what we've been seeing on the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation over an oil pipeline in recent weeks. Gladysby says tribes in Washington will continue to focus on protecting the environment and work on using education as a tool to combat historical trauma brought on since 1492, when Columbus sailed the ocean blue.